A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, Scott Maiman, my colleague and friend of CBS News, to report on the Prime Minister in China. This is significant because Anthony Albanese, who visited with the President of the United States recently in a joint press conference, very happy, traveled back to Australia and is now again traveling on the mainland. What is to be done? Scott, a very good day to you. I know about the wine. You have acres and acres of swimming pools filled with wine because China stopped buying in some punitive effort because of decisions made by the previous government to question the origins of COVID. Yes, that was then. This is now. The Prime Minister is there to talk about trade and wine and all of that. Significantly, China's been making gestures, the release of a detained citizen, a journalist for several years. But there's more to be done. First of all, what is the hopes, the expectations of the television news, of the radio news for this visit? Is it positive? Are they looking for good results? Good day to you.
G'day, John. There is a lot riding on this. You just correctly mentioned there are the tariffs. Hopefully we can get wine back in order on the table across China. But of course, there is an array of issues. So one of them is an Australian writer. His name is Yang Huan. To the family is pressing for their father's release now that our Prime Minister is on Chinese soil. It is the first visit by a sitting Australian Prime Minister since 2016. Now, this gentleman has been under the Chinese government's detention for more than 4 years. There are growing concerns about his health. There are other things at stake as well, restoring that relationship between Australia and China as well. But more importantly, there is a focus. It's on the sidelines, John, that perhaps if all goes well with this discussion between the two leaders, it may be like an olive branch for other global discussions, an opening of the door, so to speak, for other nations around the world to open up a dialogue with China and see if we can quell some of those tensions that are going on. Of course, we just have to wait and see what happens out of this weekend's discussions, John.
We go immediately to the fires at hand. Bushfires are going to bedevil Australia for months. This is early, I learn, reading about your bushfires, since people first watched Australia from Captain Cook watched Australia and other explorers could see the burning fires, assuming they were either campfires or set fires. We know now they were probably bushfires. But Queensland has been hit hard. What can you tell us now, Scott?
Yeah, John, these fires came to our attention a couple of weeks ago, but they did not get as bad as they did until this week. We've got two fatalities, I'm sorry to say, and 70 properties have been destroyed just in the past couple of days. We've got some good news now. We've got a change in the weather conditions. It's brought some rain, cooler temperatures to the region. It has softened the blow, but a lot of the damage has been done already, John. Basically, the Darling Downs, it's to the west of Brisbane, hardest hit. That is where a lot of the damage has been done. We still have fires burning in central Queensland, in some of the surrounding areas where I am on the Gold Coast. We still have smoke issues across the day and at night. But the worst of the damage is in that Darling Downs region that I was just telling you about. Things have gotten better because of the change in the weather. But of course, this is just the start of what's going to be a very, very nasty wildfire season that we're only just starting to enter into, John.
Right. It's El Nino year, and that means drier and hotter for the whole of the continent. You in Queensland already have to absorb the tropical winds that come south on you from the tropics. And so I'm expecting we'll be talking about bushfires all the way to February, your summertime. We go now.
And those,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, those winds that you were talking about, they are bad because that's what fans those fires. It doesn't matter what the conditions are, where the conditions are. Those winds, when they crop up, they're the ones that will turn the bushfire around and flare up within seconds. It is just devastating when those winds fan up like that, John.
An alleged crime, murder, attempted murder, mushrooms. This is now an international story. My memory is family members related to the former husband of the suspect came for luncheon, and they were served something that they all found appetizing, and two or three of them died. One got very sick. The suspect is now in custody. This is the mushroom lady. What are the new developments, Scott? Because it's been weeks and we've wondered.
Yeah, John, this is sensational. Going back to July, three people died. Another was severely hurt in a beef Wellington lunch. I love a good beef Wellington as well. It was laced with mushrooms, which is part of the pastry formation. But what were those mushrooms? There's the report of deadly mushrooms being used, death cap mushrooms, as they're called, wild mushrooms, another saying. Were they in this pastry? Well, now police have turned around and say they've got enough evidence, and they fast-tracked this as well. They've got enough evidence to suggest murder. They've charged this woman with three counts of murder, but they've also charged her with multiple counts of attempted murder dating back to 2021. So this evidence, it's been a lengthy and very complex investigation. We may not know much more until after the related court appearance. She's been in court already. It was just more of a procedural thing. She'll be back in court later. But this is a sensation that's developed in this case, and it all has to do with family, how she tried to get back with her ex-husband. Things obviously didn't work out, they were supposed to. But now there's new evidence, this fresh material suggesting attempted murder charges dating back to 2021. John, we'll be watching this.
Another verdict. This is about a volcano that happened several years ago with 22 dead, many of them Australians, and the owner of the tour boat has been charged with a crime or a civil penalty. I'm confused here.
Yeah, it seems to be more streamlined to be a worker's health crime. And that's where a lot of the investigations, the inquest, can only fall back on. However, there has been a guilty verdict in this. Now, it seems that the safety failings of this this situation involving the workplace situation, we've got to remember it's a different kind of justification here, will only result in a fine of up to $900 million. Sentencing won't happen until February next year, but there is no jail time for anybody involved. We know that already because of the jurisdictions governing this particular court case. But it comes nearly 4 years after the initial tragedy, and some of the family members of those killed have said, we've at least got closure, John. We've at least got closure. And that seems to be the main thing, that there was some kind of justification this inquest has brought to the families of those involved, John.
Yes, it's a volcano, New Zealand volcano. They were on the island when it blew, and they died horribly. And the owner of the tourist enterprise is being held responsible. Scott Maiman, the wildfires of Queensland will grow and grow and grow, and they'll sweep over New South Wales, of South Australia, everywhere. This is a very bad year for bushfires. I'm John Batchelor. Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.